Let's do it. What's up, y'all? What's happening? We are back with another live show. You know how we do every Wednesday. And you know, sometimes on Thursdays or Tuesdays or Mondays or Sundays or whatever
they want. When you're running your own show, you can do what you want to do.
You feel me? But today we back. We just happen to be back to our Wednesday schedule. How y'all doing? We are happy to see y'all. What's happening, Queen?
Chilling. Can't complain. Thank God. It's another day. Even with the rain, as we said,
even with the rain.
I don't like to drive in the rain, but I love to be home when it's raining and I can just sit back, just chill, relax, you know.
That's right.
But other than that, I'm doing good.
Well, it's definitely been a rainy day. It's been a rainy week in the Tallahassee area, y'all. So, you know, Florida has been getting a lot of beat down from the rain lately, but we got Tropical Storm Elsa. Or Hurricane Elsa, what is it now? Hurricane
Tropical. I don't know what Elsa is. I don't know.
I'm gonna check it to it in 1 second. I promise you that.
I don't know what Elsa wanna be because she went from tropical storm to hurricane to I don't know.
We're gonna see what Elsa talking about, but for the most part, you know, we are definitely back in our virtual studio. We are happy to see y'all. When we're not here, we always trying to get back here. Because the show is fun to do. We enjoy being around our guests. We enjoy our company. Even if y'all catching us after hours, after we do the show, we enjoy the fact that y'all are tuning in. Make us feel real, real good. So thank y'all for y'all continued support. Keep supporting us. Keep giving it to us. We appreciate y'all.
We really appreciate it.
So what's up, Queen?
Just another day we live in. Look, I hope everybody out here doing good. I hope y'all enjoying the summer. You know, kids, you still got some people having graduation parties and stuff like that. But I see a lot of y'all living. I love it. I love to see our people out here just. Y'all see, and some of y'all moving and shaking. Look, some of y'all done popped up with businesses, all of that. But I love it. Like, man, look. Put that creativity to work for you.
That's right. So,
appreciate y'all. Like
we see you.
That y'all watching. We see and we appreciate it. Thanks for tuning in to the show. And just following in the page.
And you know, and that alone just make us feel real, real good because we know that y'all giving us, you know, some of y'all time, y'all energy. Yeah. So I'm just going to jump on live real quick and let everybody on IG know we are live. You can tune in to Shelby's World Podcast on the YouTube channel. And if you need any assistance with the YouTube channel, it's in the link below, of course.
So Queen. Whatever the little subscription button there.
Yeah, subscribe. Set your notifications up, you know. We're going to do our quote of the day. And our quote of the day is, any fact facing us is not as important as our attitude toward it. So, Queen,
Read that one more time, Queen.
Any fact facing us is not as important as our attitude toward it. And that is author unknown. And basically, you know, the literature is basically just letting us know that things that are going our way that may have that curveball effect that tends to actually, you know, be something that we have to face. It may not actually be the way we need it to be, but our attitude toward how we handle it and all of that is going to be the outcome.
And that's so, most important, your attitude.
Yeah. So, hey, IG, y'all, I just wanted to come on and let y'all know we are definitely live. Hit us up on our YouTube channel. Check us out. Hit us up. Do it, baby, because, you know, we love to love y'all just like y'all love to love us. Y'all have a good
oh, goodness. Church. So, Man, look, we miss y'all. We miss y'all. We miss y'all. We miss y'all. Even talking to my brother, he was just like, man, what you doing? I was like, man, I'm gonna get ready for the show. He was like, oh man, I forgot today is Wednesday. Dang, I was like, I got time. We ain't getting on till 6:30. I got to, we got time.
That's so
people
right.
know. They know.
People
so
know. People know now. They know what we be doing on Wednesday. They know what we be doing on Wednesday, y'all.
Yeah, Wednesday. And shout out to our other podcast family. Freedom Train. Everybody. Like, it's a lot of us on here. It's a lot. So, you know, just go to Freedom Train. What is it? FreedomTrainRadio.com.
That's right. FreedomTrainRadio.com. And, you know, when you get on there, you can get onto all the podcast channels. Mm-hmm. You'll see Enigma Sep Hour. You'll see the lessons from the screens. You'll see the On the Shoulders of Giants. You'll see, of course, Shelby's World Podcast. You'll see the Freedom Train Podcast. And you'll see Cliff's, what's Cliff's show's call again?
Oh, my God. I always forget the name of Cliff Show. That's bad. We got.
I need to remember the name of, but I always call it the Cliff Show. I need to do better. So I'm gonna do better.
Sorry, Cliff.
Reminder that I need to do better.
We sorry, bro. But that's check out reminder. All the shows.
I'm so
go to Freedom Train and check out all the shows.
Let's go check them all out, y'all, because they all dope. They all dope.
It's something for everybody.
They all
and
dope.
You might be like us. You might like all of them.
You know,
good feedback. We love feedback, but yeah. So we appreciate it. But Queen, how you been like this week? How you been this week with the rain and everything that's going on?
The rain has been good to me. It's been cleansing my spirit and making me feel whole again. I love the rain. I love the rain just because it washes away the old and brings in the new. That's one good thing I'll say about the rain, but the best thing for me is just knowing that it brings solidarity. Mm-hmm. It reminds me that anything that you can put out there, it can be washed away at any time. If you're not giving it the nutrients, the life that it needs, it can be washed away. And that's what today actually reminded me of that. I was sitting at my desk today. And I was like, dang, it's pouring down, you know, and just listening to it. And I turned my chair toward the window and I watched the rain for a little while. And I was like, just watching this rain makes me think about the fact that there are so many things that I could be doing today that I probably shouldn't be doing today. Mm-hmm. But I'm doing something that I should be doing. And I feel better about that. But it's just the thought that so many things that could have been going on negatively and the rain could have been affecting that. And I would have been blaming the rain. But I'm sitting in my office today watching the rain, being thankful for the rain.
For the rain.
So, you know, bring solidarity. It just brings peace.
Appreciate the rain.
I appreciate it. So, Queen, we're going to today's show is about facing the facts or whatever. And so we had a quote of the day that says any fact facing us is not as important as our attitude toward it. And you know, that pretty much just lets us know about things that we have to deal with and why we have to deal with those things and our attitude toward it and the way we handle it. So today we're gonna talk about some things that humans, Americans, bodies, people have a hard time facing.
Ooh.
So before we jump into that, Queen, tell me something that you have a hard time facing the fact of. What's something that you just be like, I can't accept?
Oh, that I can't accept. That I done had to face?
Yes.
I want to say when I first was found out that I was pregnant.
Ooh. So the
that was like, man, I'm just 19 years old. I ain't find out that I was pregnant until I was 4 months pregnant.
Mm.
So I was just like, when I found out and was like, man, what I'm gonna do? I was in denial for probably a month. And I'm 4 months pregnant. I'm
You
four
was 4 months, but
Four
in
months.
the for a whole month.
Yes, because I was just like, I felt like that my life was just okay. I had to, because I had to stop going to cosmetology school, all of that. Like, and I was just like, man, like, what I'm, and then just being young and not knowing what to do. Even though I had my parents there, Kevin, you know, Kevin was there. He was a good supporter. You know, he happy. Look, he happy. He finna be a daddy. He happy. But that was hard for me. But once I got, because like I tell people, at one point in my life growing up, I didn't want kids. Like that wasn't even something kids. Like, what, man? Look, I'm finna go make this money, live my life. Mine always been on money.
Right.
Live my life, have me a good time, travel, do me, may get married, may not. If I do, I do. If I don't, I don't. Hey,
Right.
but
Correct.
you know, that end up changing. Like, well, yeah, I might can see this thing. Because I always, one episode we didn't talk about, I always been a person that's been in a relationship with somebody and a long period of time. So that was that, yeah. But you know, look at me now.
Right.
That
Your own
look,
journey.
not even her, my, look at my baby. She 20 years old. And I raised this child when I ain't even realized like what type of mother that I was gonna be. Am I gonna be a good mama? Like the best, you know what I'm saying? Like it ain't no manual when it comes down to you raising kids.
To life in general is not one.
Yeah, you can't go to Google. Google can't tell you how to raise no child.
No.
You
But
know.
the wonderful thing about it is that you have examples, you have people before you that you can lean on. Some of us do. But even if we don't, we have things that we can reuse as resources and people that are in our lives. And that's one. So raising a child is something that you have to come to terms with, whether or not you're prepared for it at some point. In that process, you're coming to terms with the fact that this is going to be something you're doing in your life. So
It ain't no way around
right, there's no way around
it.
it.
Ain't no way around it.
There's
You either
no way
gonna
around
take
it.
it in stride or look, and it look, we got choices. I had a choice of whatever I wanted to do. But I chose to keep my child, not abort my child, and not give my child up for adoption. You know, so like, but it was just 19 years old and just like, what? My mama gonna kill me. But I am 19 and not like I was in high school, but I was just right out of high school. But mom took it like, well, I don't even think I told my mama. I think Kevin told my mama. I can't even remember. But I'm grateful because I took what how I was raised, and I always took something from all of my aunts, my mom, my grandmother, and people that, like you say, people that I was just around in general, and was like, I know I don't want to be this type of parent. I don't want to do this. I know I'm going to tell my kids that I love them every night, or you know, stuff like that. So it was just the like a mixing bowl of everything that I didn't learn, people that I didn't been around, and I knew what I wanted. And like I mixed it, and I did the best I can. I think I did a pretty good job so far. But you know, you're still raising kids, no matter how old your children is, because they always gonna come lean on their parent.
Right. Being a parent never ends. As long
No.
as as long as you hear, they hear, it's parenthood exists.
Yes. But I appreciate it. I appreciate it. It
Good.
was. It's been a learning experience, but. And I'm hey, even though she 20 and the other one's finna be 16, I'm still we still learning this thing. And I got a girl and a boy, so that's totally different.
It's a continual process. So as we were saying that, Americans tend to think that there are certain things in life that we know that matter, but we'll push it to the side as if it doesn't. for the sake of either being nice, trying to be overly genuine, or, you know, we don't want to be abruptly rude. So these are some of the things we're going to go through. Just because we're having a quick show today, y'all, I just wanted to run through a few things that Americans came to terms with that they really believe that matter, that people act like don't matter. Okay, so we're facing the facts. On today's show, we're facing the facts. Okay, number one in this list, looks matter. It's nice to believe where good things happen to good people, but good things tend to happen to good-looking people. We keep denying it, but at an all time. But an attractive person has an upper hand over a not so attractive person most of the time. It's an ugly truth, but it is a truth.
That is true.
So we're gonna go ahead and put that one out there.
That's definitely true.
Okay.
That's definitely true.
Number two, no one is truly altruistic. Okay. Now, let me break down.
No one is truly what?
Altruistic. And the reason why they say that, we are all self-centric people.
Yeah.
Yes. And it's just the radius, meaning that the only difference between selfish and unselfish people is that how intensely they pursue their self-interest. So if you got a person who believes that they're not selfish, they're going to gung-ho at being not selfish. If you have a person believe that they're selfish, they're going to gung-ho at being selfish. When people believe certain things about themselves, they start to make a normality in their lives. So facing the facts, we have to believe no one is truly altruistic. Okay?
Number three, selfish in us.
We don't like to face death. People live life as if there's always a tomorrow. So being a person that believes that we do have to face facts, we have to come to terms with the fact that we all have an end date. We don't know when it will be. We're not prolific enough to you know, give that date. We'll have that. For me, it'll be 1982 dash whatever day that comes. Yeah. So everybody right now that's currently breathing that woke up today, they currently still have a dash, but we don't know what is going to be that ending on the other side of that dash. We always say, you know, give life and live life to your fullest. Make every moment truly, really a moment that you enjoy and that you believe in and that you just, you know, put everything into
it. You want to be able to people to have those memories of you. You won't want your obituary and people be less blank, like, what did they do?
Dead ass.
You know what I'm saying? Like, just silence. Like, what they did. So you better live your life to the fullest. They say it's a lot of dreams go to the grave.
And that's really sad. A lot of
dreams go to the grave because people don't accomplish what they wanted when they was here on earth. And really, fear has stopped a lot of people from doing a lot of stuff.
True that.
So live it, do it. Look, you don't know if you're going to succeed if you don't try.
Now, this is one that I think that people will have an issue with, but I ultimately kind of have some belief in it. Uh-huh. And I'm going to break down the meaning, the gesture as to why I have belief in it. But number three says there's no such thing as a soulmate. And the reason why that this one caught my attention is because no matter how ahead, this is the breakdown. No matter how ahead of the curve you think yourself to be, there will be thousands like you walking the same curve. you will think that you're the only one who has those odd fetishes, or you are the only one awake at particular hours of the night. But the truth is, there are hundreds or maybe even thousands of people just like you. So I ask, what makes you different to where you feel like, if you do believe that soulmates are truly a thing, what makes your qualities more quantifiable than the other thousands of people who are doing the same things that you're doing at the same time of the night?
Wow. We can't be exactly the same now.
Well, you know, I mean, it's millions and millions of people on Earth. Yeah. So it has to be at some point, somebody going to be bumping into you doing something you're doing. When you go out and you walk, and you go to the gym at 6 a.m., you're definitely not the only person there at 6 a.m.
No.
You know
what I'm saying? So, that's interesting, because as a kid, I used to always be wondering, and this might be crazy to some people, I always used to wonder, is people living when I don't see them? Are they still alive? I used to think this as a kid, like, I always used to wonder what they doing, because right. I don't see them. I ain't talking to them. So what they doing? Is they alive? Girl, I think I probably was like 7 or 8 years old or something like that. But I always used to wonder that as a kid, like what they doing, you know, because I ain't with them. So I don't know what they got going on. I always wondered that, like, oh, if they just, when it's time for me to see them, do they just come alive? Girl, children, I was a kid.
I mean, because you know, you don't, they're slumbering like you are, so you don't really know.
Yeah.
So it's a tactical question. It's not something that you should just be like, ooh, blah, blah, blah. You know, it's something to think about.
I always used to think that as a kid. For a long time, I used to always think that, like, wonder what people was doing when you weren't around them. Like what they got going on, especially when I moved to Tallahassee from being around a whole bunch of family. So it was like, what they doing? But yeah.
So the next one says, the world is full of suffering. And just to bring this to people's attention, you know, like a lot of people think that, you know, when they help one person that they've solved all the world's problems. In a particularly depressing post or statement, somewhere at this very point in time, someone is being tortured, hostages are being held captive, someone is being raped, girls are being punished for studying, and maybe the homeless guy, his little kid you pass every day, hadn't had lunch for days. So, you know, the point with that is that we can help as much as we, hey, Joe, we can help as much as we can. But, you know, there's always going to be something else that's going to go undone. There's always going to be something else that could be done by somebody else. Or so needless to say, the world is full of suffering.
Facing that. Definitely.
And it's a lot of people who don't want to face that fact. You know, some people feel like literally, oh, I helped 7 people today at this food drive. All the world's problems have disappeared.
Your neighbor's suffering, and you what you doing?
Just saying.
People don't, and that go back to that self-centered question. People so self-centered. It's a lot.
Because, you know, not everyone is giving it the thought process of what should be happening or what shouldn't be happening. Like, you can't fix everything, but you can't also block out the fact that things are still going on, even though you've done your due diligence. Yes, keep doing your due diligence. Continue to thrive knowing that things are getting done because you planted these seeds. Mm-hmm. However, still recognize that other things are still going on. These things have not ended.
ain't ending. It ain't gonna never end.
Right. And we gave a perfect example. So, Queen, shout us out. You know, we finna get up out of here. We want to do a quick show with y'all today just to jump on and speak to y'all, say hello, you know, get into it. Because we'll next time we see y'all, we'll be getting it going into our week of going on tour, going back on tour. So, Queen, tell them, you know, tell them something good. Tell the people something good, baby. Tell the people.
Well, we thank y'all for tuning in today. Make sure y'all check out all our other episodes. If you missed them, you know, just go to our YouTube page, Shelby World Podcast, you know, SW Podcast. But our next stop is on our promo tour is Jacksonville, Florida. Man, J-ville, y'all get ready for July 16th through the 18th. We'll actually be there that Saturday, which is the 17th. So y'all get ready, man. Like, look, let us come out. Let us know what y'all got going on. Do some interviews, you know, promote you. You promote us. Look, we all grow together. Look, this is the community, y'all.
That's right.
Like, so when you grow, we grow. When we grow, you grow. So Jacksonville, Florida, get ready. I'm excited. Queen, excited. Like, y'all, this tour has been, the last two dates has been amazing.
Amazing.
Amazing. People really appreciated us being in their surroundings, in the building with them. So then got some people out their comfort zone, able to talk on camera. So man, look, y'all, look, we got Jacksonville, we got Atlanta at the end of the month, then we'll tell you about August when August get here. We just in July right now,
but we definitely got two stops in August, but you'll catch us.
Y'all just get ready. Like, so hit us up, hit up the you know, I know y'all see the flyer. Y'all see them flyers? Like, just hit us up. And look, we right here in Tallahassee, family here in Tallahassee. What y'all got going on? Let us know what y'all got going on. Like, man, we willing to come out, see what y'all got going on, talk to y'all. Look, we right here in the Big Ben area with you. Pop-up shops, whatever, opening a business, you know, whatever. Like, you grow,
let us know.
We all grow. So, you know, thank y'all.
Let us know.
We appreciate y'all. Shout out to our sponsor, Shelby's Bistro. Catch Shelby's Bistro on IG. Shout out to J2 Couture. Catch J2 Couture on IG and Facebook or at j2couture.com. Shout out to the Freedom Train family network. All of us that's a part of this Freedom Train podcast. Like, y'all, just get ready. I see big things for everybody. Man, look here. We here. We just waiting on y'all. That's all. We just spreading the love. So, shout out. We salute y'all. Appreciate it. Appreciate the love. Thank you.
Well, thank you, as always, the Queen, for, you know, dropping those jewels and giving a, that wonderful continued support to, of course, our Freedom Train family, because we appreciate our Freedom Train family for, yes, you know, always supporting our content and allowing us to come on here and be creatives as we are without having to worry about being limited or barred from being who we are. So we definitely give kudos, and we support and love y'all just as much as y'all support and love us. Thank you to our wonderful listeners. We definitely, as Queen stated, she went through all the tour stuff, so I'm definitely not going to speak on that. But, you know, for the most part, as she did say, continue to be fulfilled. Keep pushing yourselves. Give yourself all you have, yes, in business, in life, in personal, in anything that you're doing. Make sure that you're being all of you.
Most definitely.
Your authentic, appreciative self. Seriously, because, you know, one of the worst things to do is shelter who you are because you're trying to please somebody around you. Mm-hmm. So be all of you. Be the best version of you every single day that you have. So, you know, we love you. We like you. We appreciate you. Stay tuned in. Keep in touch. We gonna keep in touch with y'all. We got so much going on, y'all. I promise y'all, we gonna always keep y'all in the loop because that's what we do. That's
we got a lot going on.
So y'all enjoy the rest of y'all week. It's been a quick week because we had Monday off for the people who, you know, work on Mondays that had Monday off. But if you didn't, you got just the Wednesday, just all the same for you today. But for the rest of us, it's been a quick week. Enjoy the rest of it. We like you. We love you. We appreciate y'all. We'll see y'all next week. Peace. Oh. Yes, queen.
Bye, queen.
Bye, queen. Bye, queen.